fitter, happier. A program about your health, for your health.
It's National Food Safety Week, and this year's theme is excellent eggs. Handle them safely. So we're talking about eggs, food safety in the home, and how to prevent food poisoning with some simple tips. Food is fun, but we all know getting sick from it isn't. And joining me to discuss this topic is Stan Goodchild and Naha Rica from the Department of Health. Welcome to you both.
Thank you so much.
It's very lovely to have you on to the show. But Stan, I'm going to start off by asking you, why is the focus of National Food Safety Week on eggs this year?
Eggs themselves are very tasty and also a nutritional product for people to eat. So we would encourage people to eat them freely. But sometimes they do carry bacteria which can cause food poisoning. Research has shown that 1 in 4 adults eat raw eggs, and this is an unsafe practice which we would try to, which should be discouraged. We also need to ensure that eggs and egg dishes that we eat are safe, so they're prepared safely and correctly, and that we're handling them correctly, particularly in a home situation.
So Rocky should not be eating uncooked eggs in his morning smoothies.
No, absolutely not.
No, you don't get more protein from the egg.
You might get a bit more than you bargained for.
It's really interesting though, because in today we see diets like keto and all these protein-based diets really ramping up, and eggs are a large part of that. So I think it's a really topical thing to be talking about at the moment. Naha Rica, what steps can we take to handle eggs safely at home?
Yeah, well, eggshells can be quite dirty and they can harbour bacteria. So people need to remember that eggshells, like any raw food, can be a risk for food poisoning. So always wash your hands after handling eggs. Never ever wash raw eggs. So rinsing eggs under water can potentially allow bacteria on the shell to get inside the egg, because the shells are porous. And consequently, you can also contaminate the kitchen benches, utensils, and the surrounding areas. It's best not to use the eggshells to separate egg yolks and whites. A lot of people do that, but you shouldn't really do it. Like, use the eggshells to separate the egg yolks, especially if you aren't going to fully cook the egg dishes which you're making. So an alternative practice is to use an egg separator instead. An important thing is, don't buy cracked or dirty eggs from the supermarket. So one thing I like to do is, open the carton, take a look inside, shake it a little bit, make sure that it's not cracked, and then just not buy it if it's dirty. And always make sure your eggs are cooked until they're firm. So, and if you end up using raw eggs in foods such as desserts or your mayonnaise or your aioli, refrigerate them immediately and consume them within 24 hours.
Okay, this is something I need to talk about. I've just had someone text in to ask specifically about desserts. Mm-hmm. Pavlova, it's Christmas time. Pavlova is pretty popular this time of the year, but that's raw eggs.
Exactly, but you can use raw eggs, uh-huh. But ensure that you're handling them appropriately. So make sure that you, as I said, just wash your hands before you crack the eggs open or when you handle raw eggs. And also, once you make the pavlova, just ensure that you refrigerate it and then you consume it within an appropriate time, not like keep it in the fridge for like 5 days and then take it out and consume it.
Sure. So it's not quite like, doing the Rocky milkshake.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, cool. That calms me down. Sweet. Pavlova is one of my faves. Now, Stan, let's talk about backyard chickens. It's something that's coming quite popular. It's a dream of mine to have backyard chickens. What about people who have them?
Yes, Georgia, that's correct. There seems to be a trend to people having backyard chickens, and indeed, when I was younger, my parents had chickens, and we enjoyed quite a few eggs from them. But some of the simple food safety tips that people could follow are things like keeping the nest materials and litter clean and dry, and change it regularly. This is because it gets fecal material on the litter, which could contaminate the eggs, and also when it becomes wet, it supports bacterial growth as well. So it's important that that's changed regularly. Also, should gather eggs from the nesting places daily. If you leave the eggs any longer, there's a potential for them to become contaminated and have bacteria on them. Carefully check the eggs for cracks, wipe them off, wipe any visible dirt off with a cloth or paper towel, and don't wash the eggs as they can transfer contamination into the egg contact. So the eggshell itself is a bit porous,
mm-hmm.
and with the change in temperature, with putting water on it, it could encourage the bacteria to go through the shell itself. You should store eggs in the refrigerator in a separate clean container and away from ready-to-eat foods. It's been shown that if you store your eggs in a refrigerator, it can reduce the growth of microbial contamination quite significantly. And the other thing is to ensure that your hand washing ensure you wash your hands, especially after you've handled homegrown eggs. And if your children or grandchildren are collecting eggs, make sure that they wash their hands afterwards as well. So it's quite important to wash your hands, especially after you've handled eggs.
I feel a little bit, not concerned, I feel a bit confronted. I didn't realise there was so much behind eggs, because it's something that a lot of us use so freely within our kitchens. On Fitter Happier right now, on RTRFM 92.1, we're talking food safety, and we're talking excellent eggs and how to save them, how to handle them safely for National Food Week. Narika, let's talk about food poisoning and what causes it.
Yep, so most cases of food poisoning are caused by bacteria, so which can grow quickly if the food is not handled, prepared, cooked and stored properly. So the most common cases of foodborne illness in WA is actually from two types of bacteria, and they're called Salmonella and Campylobacter. So Salmonella-related food poisoning is often associated with eggs and egg products, so anything with raw eggs, essentially. And while Campylobacter-related food poisoning is often associated with poultry meat, so, you know, chicken, your duck, your turkey, etc. So unfortunately, food poisoning cases are on a rise in WA at the moment. For instance, the number of Salmonella cases in WA increased 93% from 2014 to 2017.
Wow, that's huge. Yeah. And I mean, a lot of us may know some of the symptoms, Stan, but are there any things, apart from the obvious ones that we should be looking out for?
Well, generally, food poisoning needs to be diagnosed by a doctor, so you should, if you believe you've got food poisoning, you should be seeking medical attention. But some of the symptoms that Salmonella can cause are diarrhoea, fever, abdominal cramps and vomiting, and it usually occurs between 12 and 36 hours after exposure.
Okay, and does I associate we're not talking about gastro right now, but I associate those food poisoning-like symptoms with young children. Is it true that food poisoning affects one person more than the other?
Generally, all members of the community can be affected by food poisoning, but there are particular groups that are impacted by it, and elderly people over 65 and young people from newborns to 4 years old, and those with weakened immune systems are at a higher risk of food poisoning, and symptoms may be more severe in these groups.
So, Narika, just before we get into my myths questions that mm-hmm. people have been emailing and calling in today, what are some ways that we can prevent food poisoning at home?
Many people actually think that food poisoning cases usually occur from eating contaminated food at, like, you know, your local cafes or your restaurants, or from mass-produced food from a supermarket, and even often, you know, associate the last eaten food to be the cause of their food poisoning, which is a myth. But research data actually shows a different picture. So more than 75% of cases of food poisoning actually occurs in the home.
Wow. And that's just, you know, from simple things we can do, like washing our hands, cleaning up and things like that. Mm-hmm. Now, I do, just before we leave here on Fitter Happier, I've got some questions that people have emailed in and would like to know about. The first one being coming from Taylor, who does breakfast here. Can you eat cooking chocolate?
Cooking chocolate. That's an interesting one.
Yes. Taylor, you're safe. If you pop popcorn the day before, will it be okay to eat the next day?
It should be okay, but obviously it will taste stale.
This is a huge one, a huge contention in my household, and I can't believe how many people have called in about this one today. Should tomato sauce be kept in or outside of the fridge?
Outside, because not outside, you can keep it in or out, but it's a shelf-stable product, so you can do either.
So even though it says refrigerate on after opening?
Yes.
I'm winning that one. Can rice give you salmonella?
Rice can obviously give you salmonella, but the more important one is that it can have Bacillus cereus.
Okay.
Contamination, which causes a toxin, so it's very important that when you have rice, you when you finish with it, you refrigerate it straight away,
mm-hmm.
and use it within 24 hours.
24 hours, right? Okay, so lunch the next day is fine. Dinner the day after, that's not cool.
Yep.
Now, this one, I know my best friend's listening. Her name is Mika, and this is something really important. It's very contentious within our relationship. Mika loves bacon. She likes eating it uncooked. Is that safe?
Bacon's not a ready-to-eat product. It can be contaminated with Listeria and therefore needs to be cooked prior to eating.
I say. So let's just make this nice and clear for Mika. She should not be eating uncooked bacon.
She should not be eating uncooked.
No.
Excellent. Excellent, one might say. And just to finish us off, something I think is really important to talk about, especially now that the weather is heating up, we should be drinking lots of water. We all use or try and use reusable water bottles. How often should we be sterilising them?
I don't believe that you need to sterilise them, like, mm-hmm. but ensure that you're always keeping it clean, mm-hmm. nice, and wash it every time that you use it.
So okay.
Give it a good rinse, shake it up, wash it, and then fill it up with your water again, and then you can drink it, and then wash it again every time that you empty it.
Okay, excellent. Yeah. Thank you both so much for coming on the show today. We were talking food safety. If anybody wants any more information, head on over to Healthy WA, the website for tips. Stan and Narika, thank you so much for your time.
No worries, thank you.